Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Denver-based band Ghost Review has joined me in the studio today, and they'll start off the live set with their song, The Tide.
People find their way here.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by the Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. We just heard a live performance of The Tide performed by Denver-based band Ghost Review. Thank you guys for playing that. That was super fun.
Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, no problem. So, do you guys want to explain that song a little bit? That's from your album, Misgivings. Like, give a little backstory about that.
Yeah, so that song's kind of about the inevitability of time marching forward and just kind of how it's hard to stomach sometimes.
About, like, growing old and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of growing old and
you're
watching
not too
folks
old.
Pass and watching kids get older and...
Yeah,
right. And just, that would be really appropriate for the college crowd.
Yeah, super appropriate. Yeah, yeah. So
it's trying to have a bit of zen about it, but it doesn't always work out.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Don't have kids, pretty much.
That's oh yeah, you guys don't have any kids.
No.
No, but you're just I mean, I guess we could all have those thoughts though, even if we don't have kids, like, because we are kids of someone, you know. But
right.
But back to the album of like Misgivings. That's your most recent album, and I wanted to talk about the artwork a little bit because I think it's very interesting. Is that like hand drawn artwork, or like who created that?
No, so we found this artist in so we did a little run in the UK 2 summers ago, and we found this artist called Flem that we really wanted to use his artwork for our cover, and he just wouldn't respond, so we couldn't get a license to do it. So we wound up finding this other artist just on the web and went with them.
Nice.
So I'm not sure how he actually created the artwork though.
Oh, okay. Well, it's super cool. And there's like spaceships and like crystals involved. And I was just wondering, is that like album cover, does that have any relevance to like the overall theme of the album? And do you want to like go into detail about the theme of Misgivings a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So there's some mixed themes, but you know, we wrote that album when kind of the Trump administration was taking control or really running, I guess, at that point. And so it was kind of misgivings, you know, it's kind of an uncertainty about where the world's going and how we felt about it. And but, you know, we also have some songs about love and longing and other things on there as well.
Yeah, nice. And that came out last September, right? Am I correct about
that? Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
September before that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And do you guys want to, were there any, like, interesting recording experiences? Like, were there any songs that were more interesting than others to create, or like were there any that were super difficult to come together or anything like that?
Let's see. I think you know, any artist will tell you, just in the studio, once you get in there and you have time to listen to it and kind of be outside of the music for a second, you kind of hear different things. You know, like there's a song, you know, Old Car, that we have on the CD that has some just really nice guitar textures. I think, you know, if you deconstruct it, there's just maybe 5 or 6 different lead guitar lines all in the verse, and you listen to it and it's all mixed together really well, and it doesn't sound like it's, you know, so much going into it, but that's just one of the things where we didn't plan it and we just kind of sat there looping it back with the in the studio with our producer and just kind of slowly added, and he did a great job of making sure it didn't sound like too much, and just kind of meshed together really well. And that's something that, you know, we didn't plan on. It just kind of happened on its own.
Yeah, nice. So that just, like, came together, like, pretty easily.
It was really organic process. It didn't feel too forced. I think we got, you know, the intention of all of our songs definitely translated well on the album. Yeah.
Awesome. We did our first record with a guy named Drew Sowell with Dead Canary Studios. And, another thing we did with some of the songs is we would just experiment with adding different textures each time we'd do a pass. So if I was going through to add harmony vocals, then we'd have Caleb add another guitar loop. And then the challenge is then figuring out how do we translate that live when we've added 5 or 7 tracks on.
Yeah. So you tried to like make the songs a little bit different from each other on the album, like, or?
Yeah, just, you know, always trying to experiment and add textures and just sort of, you can sonically explore on an album in a way that you can't if you're playing everything together live.
Yeah. So the next songs that you guys are going to play, they're like new songs from like a new upcoming album?
Or that's right.
Are they? Oh, awesome. So you guys are already like thinking about giving out like a new album.
Yeah, we have about probably 10 or 12 songs that are done. We're just obviously in the process of recording them and who to record them with, things like that.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
But, and how to release them and things like that.
Yeah. So just like the technical aspects of that. Okay. Well, I think we should listen to those songs coming up next right now. Our two brand new songs from Denver-based band Ghost Review, and the first one is Across the Bay, And the second one is called Where Did I Go Wrong?
My mama came to America to escape a hostile town. My daddy built the furniture that we still have around. I finished school and left the farm just ambling along. Picked up my horn at the start of the war that let me carry on. So I hit up all New York City, slept on my friend's sofa bed. My parents stayed. Where did I go wrong? I've been chasing my tail, with my head in the sand. Where my voice comes out, sounds like another man. Where'd I go wrong? Where'd I go wrong? Well, I've been living in another's dream. Feels like the wind's been knocked out of me. I can't find that little part of me that used to know what to do. Let's be honest, you put me in a tough position. Not saying that you lied, there was plenty of omission. This feels like a sad sap exposition of a curtailed exposition. What a disappointing time. Where did I go wrong? I've been chasing my tail, with my head in the sand. When my voice comes out, sounds like another man. Where'd I go wrong? Oh, but I still wanna try. This could be an intermission. This feels like a sad sap exposition of a curtailed expedition. What a disappointing time. Where did I go wrong? I've been chasing.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. Thank you, Blasting Room, for being great. You know what else is great? Those two songs we just heard, they were amazing. And they're brand new, and the first one was called Across the Bay, and the second one was called Where Do I Go Wrong? Right, or Where Did I Go Wrong?
Got it.
Okay, nice. So do you want to like explain a little bit about where the next album is like heading concept-wise a little bit for listeners?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think the last album was Misgiving, so it was kind of a time of uncertainty. And I think this next album is a little bit more optimistic. There's some songs about redemption. There's still a little bit of grit and angst in it, for sure, but we've got a couple songs that have maybe a little more of a dancey groove to them, as opposed to just where we feel like we're yelling at our audience all the time. So yeah, we're excited to bring it out. I think we're also going sonically for some warmer sounds. We've added a slide guitar, we've added a keyboard, or a different pianist, rather.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to add some new dimensions for us.
Yeah, you were talking about you have, like, new members, kind of, like, you're still developing, like, who is Ghost Review?
Yeah, right now, obviously, this is our acoustic set with our three people, and we play mountain shows and stuff like this, but when we play in the city, we normally play with six, seven people, you know, a couple electric guitars as well.
Yeah. And, yeah, you guys have been playing, like, shows at Winter Park and like other ski resorts, so that would be just the trio.
Yep.
Typically, awesome. Yeah, we've done a full band one at Uller's up in the mountains there before, but But more often than not, this is what you get in the mountains.
That's cool. That's so Colorado. Like,
it's easier to go up the gondola with hand drums instead of a full drum set.
Oh, you go up the lift and perform?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Sometimes in the gondola, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll warm up in the gondola.
Can like people hear you like when you're going up the lift?
I don't know.
You just do it for fun.
Yeah, it's more just, you know, for the novelty of playing with a view.
Mm-hmm. True,
I mean, where else would you want to go? Yeah, once you get to the top, then it's always a good time.
Oh, you play at the top?
We play at the top of Winter Park a lot.
Nice.
And then in some of the bars in Breckenridge. And those
cool.
Places.
And so when you play at the top of Winter Park, that's like outside? Like, inside?
Well,
okay.
It's inside now, but in the spring we're going to do some out on the patio.
That's awesome. And you guys are just going to like continue doing like shows like that, right? Or outdoor shows? Like, that's just a common thing you guys
outside.
Do?
Yeah, we love playing outside. We'll play wherever you stick us.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm from California, so that's just so interesting to me because I've never heard of that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes you have to like put your hand in your pocket between songs, so your fingers
so it doesn't
aren't
freeze. Oh my God, yeah, I would imagine the ukulele and guitar. Yeah. I guess everything that would just be rough. Man.
We go skiing or snowboarding half the time, you know, early in the day, and then we play the show later. So
that's like the best day ever.
Yeah, it's
literally. Wow. Okay. Do you guys have a name for the upcoming album yet, or are you still working on that?
We have not named it yet. Yeah. We're working on that. But if you have any suggestions, we're open.
It's uplifting, so that's a cue, I guess, of what could be the title. But yeah, that's cool. Do you have like the artwork yet for that album? Or
we've got a couple artists picked out. We're going to have them kind of sketch up something. And we're not doing what we did last time and failing to get the artist we want. We're going to wait till we get the one we want this time.
Oh, like features and stuff?
I'm not sure if we're going to get Flem in the UK, but we're going to get somebody that we're really excited about.
So Flem, if you're listening, come on, bro.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because he denied you guys last time.
He just ignored us completely. Yeah. But he's like a graffiti artist. So
cool. Did you just like see him like on the streets or
we just
or
saw his
artwork?
Work and we're like, cool. That would be perfect.
And then you found his email and
turns out that wasn't his intention with his art.
Yeah, we stalked him after we found out who it was and his street murals in Birmingham.
We still highly recommend him. He's a great artist.
Yeah, so you're gonna just like try to find someone else for the artwork and stuff.
Yeah, we've got so we have some talent in our friends and family, so we're gonna check what they can do
first, and then
look around a bit. Yeah.
And give them some publicity as well, you know, for their art. Obviously doesn't ever hurt anything.
We'd love to find someone local if we can.
True. And you guys are currently recording that right now.
So we've done like a demo version of all the songs, so we're trying a new approach where we record everything, then we give it to some producers, get their opinions, and then we work with one of them that we think is the best fit.
Awesome. Okay. And we're going to get back to the music right now, but the song you're going to play next is from your old album.
Right.
So we're going to get there. This next song is by local band Ghost Review, and it is called Poison.
Back subtext every time we move ahead. Oh, like the racist shouting, racism is dead. We had a vision, but it's gone black.
To the local lunch hour, we just heard Poison by Ghost Review, and this episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. Thanks for playing all that music. That was super high energy, that last song.
Thank you. Yeah.
It got intense.
Yeah, we actually have a YouTube video for that one
Oh, nice.
Of our tour in UK actually as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's so cool you guys went to the UK.
It was really fun. Yeah, we went to Stonehenge and played the Summer Solstice Festival.
Wow.
It was a really good time.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you guys plan on like touring like in Europe again ever, or are you guys going to stick to Colorado for the near future?
We'd love to once we get this new album out.
Yeah. You have connections over there in the UK or maybe other countries?
We just booked this one festival and then we were like, well, we can't go over there for one gig. So then we were able to just kind of rustle up some other gigs at clubs and a couple other festivals.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of DIY.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know a couple people in like Italy, so we're trying to make it kind of our way over there and things like that.
That's super awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys have anything like other upcoming shows or side projects you want the Fort Collins community to know about before we finish off with this?
Well, I think just this Saturday at Globe Hall in Denver, we're working on another one in Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caleb here is a very talented soloist ukulele player. So he, every once in a while, will get out and play by himself as well.
Awesome. So cool.
And that's Caleb Cook.
Caleb
K-O-C-H.
Nice. And you, the show in Denver, that's with Native Station and who else? Is there another band?
Pandas and People.
Awesome.
Sounds cool. We just played with them at the Downtown Artery this past week, actually, as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, great time.
Thanks for coming. And yeah. Thanks for listening to The Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thank you, Jaunt, for this lovely outro music. And thank you for supporting College Radio.